Cool. Good morning, everybody, and let's get your Friday off to a good start. I hope you have had a busy week, because you know what? I have, and I feel like I need a weekend. It's only our first week back, though, but you know how these things go. And Simpiwe is here in all her glory, and so is Ben, and we are ready for a fun Friday for you. Look at Ben. He pretends he's here the whole time.
Yeah, he's just walked in.
Ben slid in.
I was, guys. But James locked me out.
Oh, he locked you out.
He made eye contact with me. He closed the door. He was like, ha ha, then he walked away.
He's getting a bit mean, actually. No, it's a bit of a mean streak.
We have an extra flight of stairs this year in this building.
Oh, did you run? I wonder why you were running. Okay.
Yeah, not a fit.
All right, so let's go. We got lots to do today, and there's plenty to talk about. And I see there's a load of stuff on everybody's agenda. You could, of course, join us in the comment section. We want to hear from you. And you can tell all the people you really, really like about the show and not tell anyone you hate, because they deserve to have bad entertainment.
They deserve to get smarter and more enlightened.
Oh, so you mean they should be told about the show?
Yes.
I want to share more in this year, hey?
Yeah. Do them a favor. Do something good.
Well, we're all back, and it has been a busy week. Sure. I mean, I felt like I was away for a long time, and I mentioned this the other day, but it was only 2 weeks. It felt to me like it was longer, which means either
it's a good sign, right?
I think so.
You rested.
Yeah. Either that, or I actually like what we do here.
Okay.
Which could also be part of it. I'm hoping it's a bit of both, you know, to be frank. We got loads of stuff to talk about. And by the way, these fires in California are just absolutely unbelievable. The scale of what's going on over there. I mean, if you lived in the Pacific Palisades, it's like an entire, that would be like, obviously it's not a like for like comparison, but it would be like wiping out Benoni.
Would that be a bad idea?
That's why I'm saying it's not a like comparison. Jesus, Benoni's had a tough time though. Look at these pictures quickly. Before I talk to you about Benoni, these are houses that have burnt. There are all kinds of people. You know, the politicians are all trying to shirk responsibility already. Look at the difference there. I mean, that's not just like, you know, when we have a couple of places burned down, or as horrible as it is, if someone loses their home here in South Africa, it's not like the entire neighborhood is like a tinderbox. Look at that. I mean, that is so depressing. You've got schools, you've got public facility. There's a school, Palisades High School. Look what it looks like now.
Sure.
Right?
Has it been confirmed that it was arson?
Well, I mean, this fire might have started. I mean, there are people who've started fires. We've seen footage is coming out now where people are actually tracking down people who've just wanton destruction on their minds, lit fires. And so there is a lot of that going on. And, you know, people, it's like when there's a riot about something. You know, let's say someone, or a protest. Let's not call it a riot yet at this point, because what happens is people get upset about something. They legitimately get together, they march or they protest or whatever. And then there are always those people who go, this gives me an opportunity to steal a TV. And then that's what they do. So you've got the actual cause of the thing, which may or may not have been arson. It's quite possible. I mean, it could just be that there are shitty people in the world. We know that happens in this country.
Yeah, there are
shitty people. But the other problem that we have is that people are already blaming climate change, you see, because that's your get out of jail free card. You know, if you are doing nothing like the leaders in California are, I mean, Governor Gavin Newsom keeps on saying he's not going to clean out the brush under the forests, because that's the stuff that burns, right? When on the forest floor, you have leaves that are dry. There's not a lot of water in California, especially at this time of year. They don't have a lot of rain. It can get very, very dry, very, very warm. It's a disaster. And the politicians don't care. They cut the budget of the LA Fire Department by some 17 to 20 million.
And look who they need now.
Well, exactly. And by the way, the new fire chief, who's an ugly lesbian, wanted to bring diversity. Look at her. You can look up a picture of the LA fire chief. You tell me objectively if she's some beautiful, gorgeous supermodel. It's like that fucking horrible woman you put up on the screen the other day. So one of her, what was her priority when she came in as the lesbian fire chief of LA? Guess.
Diversity.
Diversity.
So I heard for the last 7 years.
Yo, look at that.
They wouldn't let you become.
Tell me. I mean, that looks like someone's granddad.
So that guy over there said, well, apparently the last 7 years, if you wanted to be a firefighter, cool, but you had to be black, Hispanic, or a woman.
Well,
Really?
Yeah. That was
Why?
It. So if I went and said, guys, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves, firefighting, tough area this, they'll be like, we'll get back to you. And then they won't.
Yeah, there was a famous podcaster who's been trying to like volunteer because he used to be a firefighter, trying to volunteer for months, and they rejected him. He's a white male, so he can't be. And who do you need right now is just anybody who can carry a fire hose.
He wants to be a firefighter.
He wants to be a firefighter. By the way, the other thing that they did, this is quite interesting, is that anyone who didn't get the COVID vaccine and submit proof that they had the COVID vaccine was fired as well. So some 117, 120 people who were firemen, you know.
Doesn't matter now because they need them.
Right. So
yeah,
you guys have done this to yourselves. Plus, guess where the mayor of Los Angeles was while all of this was raging?
Not in the Palisades.
No. Guess.
Out partying with Beyonce.
She was closer to us than to she's in Ghana for the president's inauguration. Oh. What has the mayor of Los Angeles got to do with the Ghanaian president's inauguration? Oh. If I were a Californian resident right now, if my house had burnt down, or even if there was a threat that my house might have burnt down, I would be frothing at the mouth to take this mayor and the governor and everybody else who have been in dereliction of duty and to burn their house down. You know, it's just... We always talk about how crap the ANC are in South Africa as a political party. We talk about all our politicians and we hate them. And I don't blame you. I feel the same way. In fact, I probably feel it more often than most. But look how shit these people are. And this is in a state which is like on its own. Just the state of California is like in the top five economies of the world. You know, it's just a disaster. It's an absolute mess. And then, of course, the conspiracy theorists have got involved now. And have said, oh, well, they're burning evidence. That's the whole reason for these fires. The actual reason that people are, you know, starting fires and keeping fires going is because they're burning evidence for Diddy's friends. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's a lot of destruction just to protect some.
But he did have a lot of baby oil, so.
And baby oil is obviously very flammable.
Well, the point is Diddy's houses. I think we're on the East Coast, so
yeah.
So the person got the location wrong.
But his whole houses were on the West Coast.
Maybe. I mean, look, it's apparently spreading into Hollywood now. It's very difficult to get a fire like this under control. We know even when it happens in Cape Town or it happens in these shack fires that we often have break out in South Africa, it's a very, very difficult thing once they get big and messy. But the reason I said Benoni's going through a tough time is someone got hijacked in Benoni yesterday. You hear about this?
No.
So that ordinarily is not the big story here.
Yeah.
No, well, it is because they managed to track the car down. Guess where they found it?
In the West Rand.
Delmas.
You would think, right? But actually here in Houghton. And do you know whose house it was at? The house that Nelson Mandela died in. And do you know who is living in that house?
His
grandchildren.
Yes.
Didn't they want to sell the surname or something at one point?
I mean, let me tell you something. You talk about privilege, right? You talk about privilege in this country of ours. And I never want to hear that word bandied about again, because some people actually work goddamned hard every day. And then some people inherit a name like Mandela. They inherit a lot of money.
Yeah.
They inherit the ability to make money just by being present, not actually having to put very much effort in. And then someone like Mbuso Mandela, who's his grandson, who's also been in trouble with the law a couple of times, turns out to also be involved in this hijacking. And the car that was hijacked is parked at the house. And guess who's there? Him and a couple of his friends. And they said they found drug equipment, which means syringes and all that sort of shit. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on there. It just really pisses me off when you hear like somebody, and you watch when, you know, like this gets taken to court, then you're going to hear Mbuso Mandela saying, oh, but you know, it's so unfair. Can't a young black man avoid, you know, having to have the cops victimize him like this? And you watch, it's all going to happen, right?
Fall asleep already.
Yeah. I know. So here is someone who has privilege in bucket loads.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, just by virtue of being related to our greatest and first president, you also have a responsibility, because every time anyone has privilege, whether it's because you have money, you have the responsibility to look after it. It's because you have a house in Houghton, you have the responsibility to maintain it, which they haven't been doing either. You have the responsibility, if you've got a surname like that, to honor it, to build on the legacy and not to destroy it. But this is what happens when you get lots of privilege and you have zero sense of responsibility. And I can't help thinking, because there is no way that that kid's grandfather would be sitting there going, this is okay right now.
He would be disappointed.
Isn't it revolting, huh?
Hugely.
I mean, like, you have, yes, no, you have a great
rubbish.
You have a greater responsibility than most people because that's your surname. That's also why you've got the privilege. So the two go together. People don't seem to be able to understand this. It's easy to call out, you know, I'm jealous of him because he's wealthy. I'm jealous of her because she's really good looking. I'm jealous of this person because they have X surname or they've been given a job that I wouldn't be able to just walk into. And if those people, the corresponding people, don't have any sense of responsibility, they're not going to have that privilege for long. So yeah, disappointing. Yeah. And I just think, what the hell, man? And it's trending all over Twitter at the moment, so it's a big story. We'll obviously follow up and see what's going on here. But there were four people arrested in this hijacking incident.
Yeah.
In a shocking turn of events, Nelson Mandela's grandson was arrested along with three other people in a suspected hijacking. The vehicle was parked at Mandela's historic Houghton residence in Sandton. That's the house that he died in.
Sure, he's turning in his grave right now.
Yeah. Joburg Metro Police Department issued the statement talking about where the car was found. I see Newsroom Africa reporting it, IOL, News 24, SABC News. They spoke to Xolani Fila, who is the JMPD spokesperson. So this is not some piece of conjecture, you know, where they say, allegedly, this is what happened.
This is attention-seeking, right? Because basically they just stole a Corolla. And it was parked outside the house. It's not like it went to a chop shop.
Yeah.
It's not like they know what they're doing. This is attention-seeking.
Smart. He's not. Doesn't have brains here.
No.
In his head. That's what happened. He was just like, oh, I'm going to use my surname.
I'm not reading any article about this story whatsoever. You've just summed it up right there.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't have brains in his head.
Like, there's nothing. It's empty over there, because why would you do this, A? And number two, if you're going to commit crime, why then take the evidence back to your place? Dumb.
Because you don't realize that the thing's got a tracker in it or that the police have any way of following up. I mean, listen.
No brains in head.
That's a great explanation for so much stupidity that we see around.
Put a stamp over that photo. No brains in head.
N-B-I-H. Let's just, that's Simpiwe's new thing. We're going to make t-shirts. No brains in head. I love it. I think that's great. By the way, this guy, about 9 years ago, this Mbuso Mandela, was charged with raping a 15-year-old at a bar in Johannesburg. That was about 9 years ago. So I got to ask you, like, really, people are having such a go at, you know, the whole Mandela family, basically, because since the old man died, they have all been fighting over the scraps like you cannot believe it. Everything that's been done since Nelson Mandela died, it seems has been like a feeding frenzy for what the family can take and strip from the legacy. So like whatever they can get their filthy, greedy hands on, they have, and they and then they tear it apart between them, because it's not good enough that they can chop up the carcass and share out the bits equally. They must chop up the carcass and then tear it between their jaws
and amongst and each other. Really,
it's unbelievable. It's I mean, what a terrible legacy, really, for a surname and a man who you know. Yeah. I mean, he gave up his whole life.
But that's just it.
He stopped being president after his first term, so he could carry on doing good, but he'd hand over the reins, which never happens. People can't let go of power. This guy did everything right. He did everything right. He was the most famous man in the world, and he was the most respected man in the world.
Yes.
You had celebrities queuing down the street to meet this guy, right? Which doesn't happen anymore. There's no one like that in the world right now. No one. No one even comes close. This is what his descendants are doing.
So clearly Mandela was Nelson Mandela was the black sheep of the family. He was the good guy and everybody else was just trash.
But he was obviously good at being Nelson Mandela. And you see this with sports people as well. It's like they're fantastic on the field. All the things you just mentioned now, that was Nelson on the field. It's hard to be that and a family person. Raising families is damn hard. Being that person is damn hard. To be so public facing, you give up that to be as good as what he was.
All right, so
I think his legacy is fine, but unfortunately, he had he had offspring, and they will only fuck it up for you.
I have something to show you, which is much more exciting.
Oh, cool!
So a lot of people in South Africa complain. I don't know why you'd complain about this, potholes, having to replace your tires. I mean, what's wrong with you? Why would you moan all the time about this shit? What's wrong with you? It's so boring. Sometimes there's a nail in your tire because someone left it in the street. Sometimes you've spent hundreds and maybe even thousands of rands on new tires, and then you know you hit one of those deep potholes, like you know the ones.
Yeah, but you can swim in even.
But I don't want to hear about your moaning and bitching. Just get on with your life. And yes, I know it's going to cost you lots of money, and I know sometimes you don't have insurance, or sometimes the insurance goes, this is the first time this week. There's a car that can save you all of this trouble, and that's why I have no sympathy anymore. Look, the one that they use here in this video looks like it probably costs a fair amount of money. But BYD, I'm not sure who BYD is, obviously a manufacturer.
Sounds Chinese already.
Okay? They have showcased a luxury electric supercar, which is called the Yang Wang. I don't know if that's the sexiest name in the world, but you'll see it's not a bad-looking car. U9, it's in a video at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is the biggest show in the world when it comes to technological innovation that is now in the consumer market, right? That you can buy from shops or that you can get or online or whatever. So it was released in February of 2024, this car. It can jump 6 meters forward thanks to a suspension and hydraulic system, which no other car has. The intelligent body control system allows for adjustable suspension of up to 75 millimeters and a peak lifting speed of 500 millimeters per second, creating a lifting force of over 1 ton. Now, you two are too young to remember Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff.
Knight Rider?
And Kit, the car that he used to ride. There was a button there that he would press called Turbo Boost.
Yes.
And he'd be able to go over things on the road.
It turned the world into slow-mo.
This is what this car can do.
The Yang Wang.
The U9 offers intelligent racing assistance, but was limited to 30 racetracks in China. It can basically do what other cars wish they could do and what many of us in South Africa wish our cars could do. So take a look at this video and you'll see what I mean.
Thank you.
LGBTQ flag. Watch. Right. I think that's quite cool.
I'm impressed.
Well, I think that's quite cool. I'm very, obviously, I'm thrilled that they didn't, that the car hurt the LGBTQ flag, because we know people are so disrespectful. They drive over LGBTQ flags all the time. So upsetting. And, you know, it's just the worst thing a car can do with those filthy, dirty tires of theirs is drive over that LGBTQ flag. So this one's been programmed even to do that. Isn't that amazing?
I love it. I love seeing a car ad. Jaguar.
yes, a car ad with a car in it. Yeah. Good point. Well put.
So, yeah, I'm very impressed. I think I'd want to take a test in that, yeah, that beast.
I reckon if you try corner that thing at speed, you're going to get rolled and all kinds of tires screeching and all kinds of stuff. So I love it. It's great because, like, China are just flooding the world with cars.
Mm-hmm.
Decent cars, well-priced, all that kind of stuff. But there's
I reckon in South Africa, there'll be 9 out of every 10 cars in the next 5 years will be from China.
But okay, but a lot goes into making a car, which that car is trying to be. Okay, so they're trying to take the styling of McLaren.
Yeah, sure.
The styling of McLaren doesn't just happen overnight. That's been over years of evolution.
No, to make, but we know cars, this. I mean, like, they retro-engineer everything in China. There aren't original ideas coming from there, but this seems fairly original.
So
I mean, they're probably just retrofitting Knight Rider episodes. Knight Rider,
yes,
from the 90s.
So somebody who had a slightly creative idea, which is probably rare in China.
Yeah,
they're like, no, we're making this thing. It's going to jump. So I still wish that the original team of Top Gear was around to review that car, because what they would put that through, it would be hilarious.
Yeah, because as you get in, like, the console would break off, or
everything
whatever.
Will be just not quite right.
Yeah.
Like, credit to them. I think it's great. I've actually been sort of, I've watched on YouTube a whole bunch of old Top Gear stuff. And
there we go. There's Knight Rider.
Yeah.
See? That was the car. It used to turbo boost.
And it spoke.
God, I used to love that. Oh, I wished my car could do that when I first got one.
It's still a cool car.
Okay.
What's it called again? That?
Kit was the name of the car.
Yeah, but what kind of car?
Actual
is that?
Car. I think it was a.
Corvette.
Look, it was a.
Something with an L. Doesn't matter. We'll get to it.
It was
look up what kind of car it is. Otherwise,
I think
it was
a Corvette of some sort, but it wasn't like a production sort of car. It was a kit car.
It was a kit car.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started watching these old episodes of Top Gear, and they're still actually so good. They really are. They've aged really, really well.
Well,
Pontiac.
No, it's not. Is it Pontiac?
Yes, Pontiac.
Really? That's embarrassing.
Pontiac Trans Am. I was going to say Trans Am. They must bring back the Trans Am.
Oh, you see, a Trans Am would never, ever hurt an LGBTQ flag. Yonder says in Greenpoint, it would have to jump a couple of times over the alphabet people's flag that's painted on the main road. Yeah, that the mayor or they're always making a big fuss of that. Gay sidewalk or whatever it is, crosswalk.
Oh, that one, you know, where the gay places used to be, where Bronx used to be.
The funny thing is, all the gay places aren't there anymore, but the flag remains, you know? It's just bizarre. All right, so that's a cool thing. At least let's give credit where it's due. People are thinking about how to deal with the kinds of problems that we have. And in South Africa, potholes are a big problem.
I love the idea of that car.
Yeah.
I really do.
I mean, even if they made it less McLaren-y, and they put that into the other stuff that they bring into South Africa, people would buy it for that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you see a pothole coming on. Do you think you have the time and the sort of ability to press the button?
Nah.
If you know the road.
I think the car tells you. That's the thing. It like maps out the road a couple of meters ahead of you.
But if you know the road, most of the time it'd be like, there's a pothole over there. So you already.
Well, if you're driving,
I mean, it would be cool to like take off and boost over the hole, right?
If you drive to Dalstrom, that thing needs to jump around like a flamingo, though, because you can't just go jump and then there, because the next pothole is already there. So what's the double jump?
So you're gonna do touch and go. Just
what's the double jump ability?
I don't know. I mean,
call it the Impala.
Now you should be driving a giant rabbit. That's what you're gonna need to do, because there's no other way.
Basically, a massive pogo stick with like seats.
Just walk
thrusters.
Just walk. Unbelievable. Listen, I don't know about you guys, but everything with all this rain that we've been having now is so lush and ridiculous.
Yes.
Like I was talking all of last year, the end of the year, especially about my vegetable garden. It's a jungle. There are leaves this big growing on the cucumber plants, which I planted from seed. And I've got chilies now, massive fucking chilies. I got plants this high. It's ridiculous. I only planted these things in October.
It's so beautiful this time of year. I mean, we haven't seen the sun much, but it's just so beautiful.
Lots of rain.
The rain can stop.
And we won't talk about the weather because we know how boring that
is.
Okay, so anything fun happening over the weekend? You got any plans that are worthy of discussion?
I'm playing golf twice, going for a massage and watching Manchester United lose.
That sounds like a good weekend.
just off the top of my head. I mean, there's other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Is Man United still on the losing streak?
But it's FA Cup this weekend, which we'll get to in a bit in the sport. All right. Sandile, of course, my co-host on the Bounce Show, catch it every Thursday at 4 p.m. He is a huge fan, and he's adamant that they're going to win this week because Arsenal lost on Tuesday.
Aren't they like last on the log or something?
No, I mean, obviously they're not last. They're like 13th out of 20.
It's not great.
It's not great at all.
No.
Quite embarrassing, but also funny for everyone else.
I also see that the EFF just won't die. I mean, it's amazing.
No, they're dying a slow, painful death.
No, but it's like that. It's like when you hit an animal in the road, and I'm not saying this happened to me anytime recently, but it's like you hit the animal and then it kind of limps, and then it almost begs you to hit it again just so you put it out of its misery. I mean, Julius, now, you know how when you've got a WhatsApp group?
Yeah.
And everybody leaves the WhatsApp group and then you become the admin. and then before you know it, you're the admin because you're the only one left on the group. That's what's happening here. It's the most just depressing thing for him.
Left, right, and center. Imagine people are resigning. They're quitting. They're going.
This guy, he must be sitting in that house that Mazzotti bought him with a bottle of Johnny Blue that some other white capitalist bought him. And he must be drinking himself into an absolute stupor at the moment because he's got, I mean, so Nklozi, Buyisen Nklozi yesterday decided he's going to resign.
Jeez.
Can you imagine your friends, the people you gave shelter and succor to when they were turfed out of the ANC Youth League? You raised these people by hand. Floyd, Buyisen.
He's got all the stories about everybody. Oh,
terrible. And well, also, he must tell the stories then.
It's just a reminder that no matter what business you're in, right, whatever it is, you have to have some substance.
And loyalty. Well, like, no, it does count.
You've got to have some substance for people to actually want to be part of it, because at least MK's got new lies. And that's where they're going.
Can you imagine how great Jacob Zuma feels? I was thinking about him the other day.
He's the king of that team.
Just after I thought about the EFF and how terrible Julius must be feeling, I thought, you know, Gedlitlik is sitting in his house in Kandla now.
Oh.
And he's sitting there going, because remember what Julius said about him? Pay back the money, all that stuff. This is ancient history now. You imagine Jacob Zuma sitting there at the moment going.
Jacob Zuma said, I want you one by one. And that's what he is doing. It's so sad. I wouldn't want to be Julius right now. I don't know what he's going to do with the EFF.
Well, it's like a.
What has he done with it ever?
But there was
a bit
of hope.
It's like a stockfell that no one's in.
Yes, there was a bit of hope that we'll get some money, you know, we'll get something one day, someday.
Yeah, one day.
But
just
now.
Just keep working at it, guys. Just keep going.
Yeah, now
and they're
it's
all
just
jumping ship. And, you know, I also think Jacob Zuma is like that person who, like, you do something horrible to him. Once I had a friend of mine, I was on holiday, and a friend of mine pushed me into the pool. I had all my clothes on. Oh, look, I didn't have anything. Didn't have my phone on me or anything. It was funny. It was also the middle of summer, so it wasn't like the worst thing you could do. And I think there'd been a lot of drinking involved. Anyway, I got out of the pool, and I just went up to him. I went really close, and I said, sleep with one eye open. I said, it may not come today, may not be in 5 years, may not even be 20 years, but one day, when you least expect it, I'll get back to you. And he was like, shit. And that's how Jacob Zuma is. He's like, one day.
I hate those. Because you're always on your toes. You never know. And people always try anticipate when you're going to strike. So they're always like.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you didn't.
You have to live in fear. I think that's like he's playing the long game, this man.
Sure.
I thought he probably doesn't have too long to live himself, but man, is he enjoying his last...
He'll live much longer than Mugabe.
You think?
Yeah.
He'll be like into his hundreds.
Guys like that have a hunger for life.
He likes being alive.
He likes being alive because he likes...
it's such a beautiful game for him.
How easy for it is to control these pawns that he has in his life.
Problem is EFF have 9%, says Patrick. Malema may just rejoin the ANC and give his votes. They then have 198 out of 400 seats. Pay off a trashy party and collapse the GNU. Watch this space.
But I don't see that happening.
I think he's so...
Desperate man, sure.
I think he's so devastated. He's got such loser complex at the moment that he's not even thinking strategically. Mm. Like you can tell, look how quiet the guy is. He's not saying anything.
And when he did speak, you could just tell he was heartbroken. Eh?
That speech he gave.
Yeah, like he was just like, the people that have left, they can never come back. You could tell he was so heartbroken and he was just like,
Yonder's right, though. The EFF is being haunted by the old ladies' money they stole, those gogos in Limpopo. They can cook some mean muti.
And so they should.
Yeah, but the problem is, I don't think it was so much Julius as it was Floyd and his brother.
Yeah.
And yet they seem to be fine, you know? And Zuma's philosophy, according to Tracy, you're as old as the one you're feeling. That guy. Sure. We tried to send Flex off with a December bonus, but it had nothing to do with money. It was to try and find a... He reckons that a lot of the girls who had nice holidays and spent all their money are going to be coming back to Joburg, and he'll be able to have, take them out for a cheap meal and they'll basically they'll go home with him.
Streetwise 2, yeah.
Streetwise 2. So that's Flex's plan.
There's a man with an eye on the market.
Right. He knows what's going on. That's exactly right. Snai says, also, guys, don't get too excited. Ntlozi is still a member of the EFF. He resigned from Parliament, which I think was Julius's plan because Ntlozi was barred from going to the NPA.
Yeah, but you know, once someone already shows you that they have one foot in, one foot out, just know that it's a ticking time bomb.
As I understand it, he's been playing that game where he's been...
His tweets recently and liking certain people's posts. It's giving you a... You never know, eh? I might also just join the MK. That's what it's giving.
I don't get any of this. What do these people do? What have they done? What do they represent? Like
That's politicians all over the world. I just told you about California. Yeah. Same thing.
Well, he was deemed like People's Bay. So a lot of people liked him when he went out and did interviews. I don't know. Like a lot of South African women are attracted to him. They think he's very handsome.
So is Mops Papunyani. Get behind him.
No, he's like typical handsome. This is like untypical. Like he's like the average Joe guy that everyone's
bullshit,
I love him so much. And he's smart. And he's a doctor. Oh, my God. Gosh,
well,
EFF.
You saw all those women who were interested in that guy who shot the Universal Healthcare CEO.
He had some conviction about him, at least. Let's give him some.
Well, I saw all these women getting excited, and there's a huge bunch of them on the internet who are like massively interested in this girl. I mean, in this guy who shot another human in cold blood.
Menendez brothers all over again.
On a New York street. Why? This is a very peculiar thing,
and they're justifying
thing, right?
it. Hey?
I mean, I know that there are probably some guys who are into like female cons, right? I'm sure there are, but there's a funny thing that happens with certain women and very bad boys. You know, the bad boy thing. Mm. Well, it's real because you look at these criminals, and if they even look just slightly good, like they've got decent facial proportions, maybe, and maybe they bothered to shave sometime in the last 3 years. Maybe they don't smell like fucking raw onions, but women are all over the world. There are women who are like, oh, that's the hottest guy. Why? What is that? Well, can you explain it to me, maybe?
Look at who watches true crime and all those things.
Women.
Women, they love that shit.
Okay, well, the true
crime. Sorry, only woman
you speak. The true crime is all about safety, okay? It's a very dangerous world that we live in. And if I can protect myself, you know, I will. So I'll watch shows that show me what happened to another lady. I think that's the most, like, number one reason why a lot of women watch true crime. With this bruv, I don't know what the story is. He's not that attractive, but I think they're going crazy over the fact that he did something so brave. You know, he took somebody out from healthcare and the insurance things. And in America, it's just a mess. It's a whole scam. And they're like, yes, someone who's fighting for us. He's the Robin Hood. And yeah, and he gets like treated so well in prison. I mean, he had the tapered cuts when he was being transferred, and people are like, everyone respects him. Even the prisoners are showing they like, we respect you and we're going to take care of you. Nothing's going to happen to you. So I don't know. Like, I think he did something where a lot of people have been tired of, like, tired of getting ripped off by health insurance. Yay.
So you support the guy who murders.
Yeah. I feel like they've even forgotten that he's committed a crime. Yeah, like, they're just like, oh my gosh.
They blocked it out completely. So handsome. There's an interesting thread on X about what they call dark female psychology. Do you want to hear this?
Yes, please.
Okay, so first of all, again, this does not apply. There's the guy. Just pop that back up there. That's the dude who, there he is. I know, he looks like a Jonas brother.
Yeah. Nice.
He's a Jonas brother that couldn't count to four. Yeah.
By the way, this guy actually, he comes from a very wealthy family.
And he was doing well.
He was like, he spent most of his time in the last couple of years on semi-vacation. Apparently had some mental health issues, but these days everyone claims that.
Oh, it's a standard bit of anxiety for rich people, yeah.
All right, so here are a couple of things on this thread. Number one, and again, I have to say this because otherwise people will think that we are being general. This is a dark female psychology thread. I don't want, if you're a woman watching this or listening to us now, don't immediately do what most women will do. That's not me. It's interesting whether it's you or just for a minute, don't think that it.
You know, there's a last word we used to use back in the day, generalization.
Yeah. This is actually useful and interesting information. Not everything's about you. Okay. So here we are. One, give her a perfect relationship, she'll leave you for an unpredictable man.
Perfection, that happens a lot.
Perfection is boring for some people. Everyone knows what's going to happen next, and therefore they lose interest. Mysteries are intriguing. You have to be a little unpredictable. So this is advice for guys, actually. Number two, women can be childish and delicate. They make decisions based on situations rather than the big picture, like I just explained. So they need some supervision, especially when things get really fucking rough.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. Number three, if there are no consequences to harming yourself, everyone will use and abuse you. So this is, again, advice to guys who are simping. If you're afraid of being hurt, then you will be hurt. I got bad news for you. It's the fear of harming you rather than the consequences of doing so that keeps some people loyal. Not everybody, but some. Here's an interesting thing. Be able to walk away. Once she understands that you can't walk away, that you can't live without her, she will take advantage of your vulnerability to satisfy her innate curiosity.
There's so many songs in the 90s with guys going, I can't live without you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just fucked yourself.
It's like, yeah, that's like you've let the house win.
So many choruses of love songs. Yeah, those words are uttered. And then guys go, that's what I'm going to tell girls.
Yeah, correct. She will take advantage of your weakness to satisfy her innate curiosity. If you walk away, then they say she will come after you. You reckon that's true?
Yeah.
Number five, don't put her on a pedestal. Women despise that sort of thing. They never are looking for someone to love them. They're constantly looking for someone they can love.
Interesting.
Okay, that could be a very, very controversial statement. All you have to do is reciprocate. This is, again, advice to guys. Don't offer her anything for no reason, not even love. When she does something and expects something, you're the only one who can give it to her. What they can get for free, they take for granted. I think this goes both ways.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff does go both ways, of course.
Keep brainwashing her with your beliefs. She needs someone's perspective and advice. If you don't give it to her, she'll look for someone else. I don't know if I like the idea of anyone being brainwashed. I think that's where this is starting to lose.
I think that point is just worded badly.
Here's a good one.
What do you think they're trying to say?
Make your sex life an adventure. If you do it regularly, it gets boring. Change your sex life and spice it up. Location, position, drama, make things more seductive. Nobody likes frequency. They like intensity.
Exactly. Sorry, Cliff, just to go back to the brainwashing thing, there's some people, what they should have said is that women do like to be led. They like to be led with like productive things. They don't want to sit back and go, oh, fuck, I'm making a decision on this again. They want you to be passionate about stuff so that they can go, okay, well, seeing as you know everything about this, I can trust you.
I can prove this the simplest way by explaining a scenario that every couple, would-be, wannabe couple has ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out for dinner. Where should we go for dinner? I don't know. You decide.
That's exactly it, Cliff. That's exactly it.
That's how it goes.
So they like to be led. So you can also lead them with like leisure pursuits, extramural activities.
Ben, today we're going to take up some leisure pursuits.
Exactly.
Oh, look, here's a woman.
She has no idea what to pursue. Where will she use her leisure?
Here's a woman. Perhaps if she wore her barber coat, we could take her out hunting and fishing. But unfortunately, that's not available because she's wearing stockings.
Nothing but the facts in the show.
Look at this lady. If only she were doing embroidery as a leisure pursuit, she'd be far more reasonable.
But her mother got onto the pursuit of embroidery.
Yeah, well. I think this is a very good point, too. Have money if you're a guy.
Oh, great.
I'm afraid. Like, if you're a guy and you don't, no one can eat love. I hate to break it to you. And love can't pay the bills. Again, songs from the 90s, you know. All these songs about, like, love will be our sustenance. No, it won't.
Best things in life are free.
No, the best things. I love you so much, I'd give up everything.
Destiny's Child? Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobiles?
I don't think you do.
So you can meet me through. Just say.
All right. So without money, daily life becomes a burden, and she will have to look out for other ways to satisfy her passion. Women love glamour, don't get me wrong. But they will not hang around a pole guy just because they know.
And the thing is, they're like,
why should they?
Women, I was having this chat with Dr. Witt the other day. Women, there's a certain phrase for it. Women go, oh, I just want a guy to be intelligent. I'm so attracted to that. No, you're not. You're attracted to like the money and the success and all the other things that come from being smart and accomplished. Accomplished and rich beats smart any day.
Sure.
Because smart has to be measured for it to like go to fruition. You're basically a caterpillar before the butterfly.
Stephen Hawking was smart.
He had cash. So he was also wheelchaired.
And on Epstein's Island.
Being smart with all those girls.
This is interesting too. As a guy, you shouldn't argue with your woman.
A great point.
You should not do that. You should not like get into ad hominem attacks, divulging secrets. Don't do any of that. Just say what you're going to do and do what you say.
Yeah.
And make decisions, earn money, have children.
That's true.
She can do her thing. You can do your thing. Don't tolerate a toxic friends, it says. But also, let people have different opinions to you. Don't have to argue about stuff, especially in a relationship. Don't, like, the last thing you want is some like strident Hillary Clinton type wife who's going to be telling you what she thinks the whole time. The best thing to do is do what Bill does. Okay, honey, I'll go fucking intern.
Yeah, but he does that so he can fuck interns. He's a bad example. I've got a friend. I'm not going to name him, but he doesn't.
Please don't name him. He'll come after us.
He doesn't argue with his wife, and he one by one has shown her her toxic friends and told her that these people need to be out of your life. And of course, she'll be like, you can't tell me that, blah, 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 in the early days, perhaps. But now, one by one, none of those people are in her life. Oof. And he doesn't have to argue about this. Oof. He just...
I have a friend. he told his then-girlfriend, now wife, that if she wanted to see her friends, she could do that whenever she wanted, but he's not coming. He's like, I don't like your friends. They're horrible people. I don't find them interesting. They're cackling the whole time. They talk shit about each other.
In the moment, there'll be a hard thing to hear. In 10 years' time, when none of those people are your friends anymore because they're toxic.
Again, they've been together for, I think they've been married for like 10 years by now.
Sure.
And none of those friends that she had at the time that she said this and or he said this and upset her, none of them are around anymore.
Wow.
So maybe he was right. Maybe she just decided to get rid of them herself. Maybe people change. That also happens, you know. If you're still friends with your best friend from when you were five, you better hope that you've both advanced and developed and progressed and changed.
Absolutely.
Because if you're still the same friends you were at five for the same reasons,
ooh,
there's something very wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody
but I think
that.
One thing that does take place in a lot of relationships is you spend less time with your friends when you're single, and before you know it, it's been 2-3 years, and the only person you see on the regular is your partner.
Correct.
So like you naturally lose even the healthy friendships. You're like, oh, I haven't seen my best friend in like 2 months, because of the nature of just how romantic relationships are. So I guess in those cases it helps when they're like, I don't like your friends, and they're toxic, and naturally that takes place. But I mean, you can also lose some good friends just because you guys are busy.
Yeah, look, I can say from a guy's perspective, it's really important that women have close friends, because you need them. That because you can't always be with someone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why guys have to have close friends. The biggest red flag is if a girl starts dating a guy and he only has a few acquaintances.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have
an issue with the boys. You know, the boys when you
Yeah, because they think they're distracting and will take them towards Mahoshas. But a guy has to have solid friends. So girls, if you meet a guy and he doesn't have like best friends, his bros that does things like golf, fishing, big problem. Because then why is that? Guys, it's so easy for guys to be friends. We have so many common grounds. There's so much you can do. If your boyfriend or suitor doesn't have close friends, he's either a psychopath or is a big mother issues, or he will murder you.
Because I mean, like, I'm extremely suspicious of anybody who doesn't have at least a few. You don't have to have a ton of good friends, but you have to have 3 or 4 friends who you see regularly, who you can. By the way, it's also psychologically very, very dangerous for anyone, before or after or during a relationship, to not have friends. You can't burden one person with everything.
Terrible idea.
And if you don't have friends, that's probably because you're a really horrible or boring or stupid or
you offer very
nasty person.
You offer nothing to society.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, so be suspicious.
I agree with today, huh?
Yeah, look at this. All right, we're going to stop all of this shit and get into some sport. Because it's almost 7 o'clock already.
Oh, guys, what a weekend for sport, eh?
What do we got?
Well, we've got FA Cups back. Sorry, I'm trying to get the screen.
Who was it? There's a sports guy who was reading the news once and said, the fuck up. So whenever I hear the FA Cup now, I think of the fuck up.
Lots of teams are going to go far in the fuck up. Yeah, FA Cup's cool, especially for a team like Arsenal who's shown they cannot win this league.
13th, huh?
Yeah.
No, Arsenal are not 13th. They're second.
That's Man United.
That's Man United.
I appreciate the enthusiasm you guys want to engage with me, but get your facts right. At least close, or at least listen half.
I try. I told you about Man United losing. At least that's
okay.
Accurate.
So we're back to the FA Cup, right? So it's third round. So we still got like absolute nobodies. Oaks are having pints during the week or playing like the top guys. Is that magical time in the season where it's all whimsical and stuff before it gets too hectic? That's what makes this weekend's fixtures quite weird, because even though it's the third round, we've got like a really big game in Arsenal versus Man United at the Emirates. So at
second versus 13th.
But it's huge because for both of these teams, Man United is not going to win a trophy, obviously. They're not in the Carabao Cup. They're not in Europe, nothing. FA Cup will be their dream. Arsenal should have much higher aims. They could maybe do something in the Champions League final. They might get there.
Whose fans are more violent?
No one's nowadays. And there's like, Millwall's still pretty violent. You know, you've got like legacy aggressive people. But most of the Premier League fans, there can't be anymore. Because there's cameras everywhere. So if they're caught fighting, they can't watch the game.
Britain is so boring. Britain has become like the Prime Minister of Britain right now. Boring. Keir Starmer.
Well, he's a horrible commie, but let's not get into him. So this weekend in the FA Cup, we've got Aston Villa versus West Ham kicks it off tonight at 10 o'clock. Uh-huh. And then we got some absolute, they're just fun. Liverpool versus Accrington Stanley 2:15.
What?
Okay. Exactly. That sounds like a gentleman's club that after long day at mine, they go kick a ball around. That's sure. What they sound like.
Okay. After long day in mine.
Yeah. Nottingham Forest taking on Luton at 5. Chelsea versus Morecambe.
Accrington Stanley.
Morecambe. I've completely butchered
it. No, Morecambe.
No, it's Morecambe.
Morecambe.
Is that Morecambe?
No, you say Morecambe. Okay. But Accrington Stanley is a real thing, huh?
It's a real thing.
Really?
They sound like pubs. Norwich City are taking on Brighton. Man City have got Salford City, Saturday, 7:45. And then Sunday, Tamworth are taking on Tottenham. Newcastle will take on the might of Bromley. Arsenal, Man United at 5. So that's the FA Cup for this weekend.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
I'm backing Accrington Stanley just because I want to say that more often.
I would love to back those.
Who's your favourite football team? Well, I don't know, really. I've been a Queen's Park Rangers fan myself. Okay, no, I'm an Accrington Stanley fan.
I would love to see the Accrington Stanley team sheets. Just nothing but middle-class blue-collar names.
That's great.
I'll not see one Ghanaian. I should have actually got this up.
Can we have a full...
James, Accrington. Can you find the starting lineup for Accrington Stanley, please? The weirdest request on this show. All right, so there's obviously this big rugby. Rugby never ever stops. These Oaks don't get any sort of break. There's no chill.
There used to be a season.
These Oaks used to be able to go to Hartenbos, get stuck in for like 2 weeks, bry every night, knock up at least 3 Afrikaans girls with like prosperous futures ahead. None of that. They got to keep playing. They got to keep playing.
Got to make money.
So this weekend, Investec Champions Cup. Now, I've got a love-hate kind of affair with this thing because none of the SA teams are going to make the final, as I keep telling you. It's a resource game. The French Oaks don't have really salary caps. So tonight, Glasgow Warriors, they're Scottish. They'll be taking on Racing 92, who are French. That'll be at 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, the Stormers are hosting the Sale Sharks from England. That'll be at 3. The Stormers have been so up and down, injury issues. I can't see them going anywhere in this tournament, but I do have a feeling they'll do pretty well in this game. Then the Sharks, they'll be taking on Toulouse, the Sharks. Oh. So if you like speak like Werner Philander, who's lost the ability to say an H, the Sharks. Toulouse are the greatest team, I guess. Anton Dupont, he has never played. He's only played one game in the Southern Hemisphere, one senior game in the Southern Hemisphere. Hmm. This will be his second one. So the Sharks versus Toulouse, 5:15. That's a really, really big one. Like that's huge. Exeter will be taking on the Border Bergleers. And then we've got a whole host of other really big games. Bulls are away to Castre, which is what happens to a bull at a certain age of its life.
What does that mean? I need you to break this down for me.
What?
Bulls are what?
They're taking on Castre. They're playing in France.
So you weren't, because it does sound like they're going to have their balls cut out.
Yeah, it's quite funny because that's what happens to a bull at a certain stage.
That's why I needed an explanation.
Yeah, that's the team. They're playing against a team called Castre.
Very good.
And that'll be at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Sunday, again, just all out Investec Champions Cup. There is so much of this because it's like it's still before the knockouts, so we're still playing preliminary rounds. But I think the most exciting thing for this weekend will be the SA20 because this is our one and only massive cricket platform. Right?
Okay.
So the Eastern Cape Sunrisers.
Oh, what a terrible, terrible name.
Eastern Cape Sunrisers, they were the champions the last 2 seasons.
Oh, okay.
So huge favorites going into this. Last night, absolutely obliterated by MIA Cape Town.
Oh, wow.
Obliterated. It was probably like PE's finest day. Kobeka, everyone's in the stadium, right? The sun is setting at a perfect rate. They've got helicopter shots showing Nelson Mandela Bay. It's so beautiful. And they get absolutely thrashed. I mean, it's
by
hard.
What Cape Town?
So Mumbai Indians, their franchise, they've got the Cape Town franchise. So they're called MI or My Cape Town.
Okay.
So
that's very confusing.
The thing with like Kobeka, you can never have it too good for too long. I mean, they won the last 2 seasons.
No, they have to be punished.
But so humiliated on the opening round. So tonight at 5:30 in Durban, we'll have the Durban Super Giants taking on the Pretoria Capitals. Then on Saturday, we've got the Paar Royals versus the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. That'll be a daytime game at 1. And then the Joburg Super Kings right here in Johannesburg will be taking you on My Cape Town at 5:30. And then Sunday, Pretoria Capitals versus Durban Super Giants, 3:30. SA20 is so great because you can fill out Centurion. You can take your picnic, do whatever. It's a cheapish family day out on the grass banks. Get hammered. And if you catch the ball for a six, there's that whole Betway chance to win your share of 2 million. So SA20 is going to be cool for this whole month. There's games on. Maybe the games in Joburg, not so much because it's always fucking raining here. But it's a really exciting tournament and time of the year. Oh, I forgot, there's also the CAF Champions League this weekend. So Pirates are still very much in the mix here. They're top of their current group. They'll be taking on CR Belouizdad.
Give them, who are those? No. Who,
it's like
who,
the Akrotchim Stanley of Senegal. I don't know. They'll be taking them on Sunday at 3. Pirates are pretty much... Look, it's still early days, but like you would think they'll go quite far in this tournament. It is a good year for them. They're tussling with Sundowns domestically. It's between those two to see who will win the PSL. Speaking of Sundowns, they haven't started as well in the CAF Champions League. They'll be taking on Manyima Union at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
What are these mafias all those? Like, I don't know these
all teams. These new teams. Is this a new 2025 thing that we're only hearing about
guys,
them now?
CAF Champions League. You go deep into the windows of all places to take on these teams. And because sometimes the facilities are so shit, as we've always mentioned, it's difficult. You know, you got to get difficult flights to get to these places. It's quite tough on the whole travel schedule. But final thing for the weekend is it's a Ryder Cup year. So as we know, Europe taking on America. The Americans are going to be hosting it this time around, so they're going to be extra obnoxious and shitty. Ooh. And ultimately, they'll win on the back of that. But what Europe do is they have this thing called the Team Cup. Ooh. Incredibly imaginatively named because it's a Team Cup. As in two teams will take on to win a cup. It's continental Europe versus England and Ireland, basically. Great Britain and Ireland. Mm-hmm. And then from the back of this, they go, okay, well, we'll now know which to have in the Team Ryder Cup. So, I mean, it's a really cool tournament. If you are into that and you know those players and you love the team format, they'll be taking place today, Saturday and Sunday. And that pretty much is, Gareth, your wrap-up of all the sport for the week. Excellent. If you want to know what's happening for the year in general, the On the Bounce show for this week, we went deep into that, really like blockbuster, super rammed show. Sandile and I go through all your major sports, all the major fixes that you get to enjoy this year, and you can catch that on the Real Networks YouTube channel or just catch the podcast.
Fantastic. Will you tell me, because I got a call from someone yesterday about, oh, we should boycott Afghanistan because we're apparently going to play cricket there or something.
So the ICC Champions Trophy has the top 8 teams in the world, and we will play against Afghanistan, just like we played against Afghanistan in the T20 World Cup last year.
But now we must boycott them because what they... Why? I jokingly said, because it is ridiculous, but I said to Nina Hasty and Jack McClante on Wednesday that... they have actually banned windows in Afghanistan because women might look out of them and turn men on.
Right.
People think I was joking. The producers still think I'm talking shit, but it's a real thing.
So they've been doing so many things that have just been so backwards.
Women are not allowed to learn at school anymore.
Yes.
That's been stopped completely.
It's so sad.
They must wear the burqa, obviously. And there are all sorts of horrific things that happen to you if you're a woman and you just step a little bit out of line. And some of them, they disguise as like men can't control themselves or whatever. But Afghanistan is really like a Neolithic, primitive, backward, uncivilized, unsophisticated place. For a little while there was a ray of hope. There was an opportunity for Afghanistan to go into the future boldly, rebuild, try to develop something other than tribal, primal, prehistoric ethos that they'd, you know, they've basically been the same for the last 4,000-5,000 years in that part of the world, right?
There was a time when they're doing all right, but then it got taken back into those dark ages.
But how is this the cricketer's problem?
Okay, so this is a very deep conversation I'd love to have with you, but it is 7 o'clock. Are you going to cut?
No, we can come back to it after.
Okay.
People aren't going away. We're not going away. We can come back.
No, I know, but I know there's like a break. So I'm going to get into a whole rant and suddenly it's like,
all right, well save it for after the break.
Yes.
After the break.
I would love to get into this. I really would.
After the break, a rant with Ben. It's very exciting.
About Afghanistan.
We didn't plan this, but we're going to have a whole discussion of Afghanistan. I'd like to have your comments and your ideas and your thoughts in here as well. Simpiwe and I are going to hear all about why Afghanistan should or shouldn't be boycotted.
I haven't prepared anything, so this is going to come thick and fast.
Oh, you have 3 minutes to think of something.
All kinds of shit.
It's Friday morning. Don't go anywhere.